Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Tomorrow is an important day in state politics. It's the official deadline for candidates to file for the upcoming elections. Joining me, as she does every Monday morning during the legislative session, is Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
So a big, important deadline. A lot of candidates are deciding, well, I've kind of had enough. I'm stepping down or I'm not going to run again.
That's right. There are a handful of incumbents who've decided that they're not running again, including Lexington Representative Robert Benvenuti, who's in District 88. He said last week he's not running again so he can spend more time with his family. And former House Speaker Jody Richards, who's from Bowling Green, has said he's not seeking re-election again this year.
So we're going to see some competitive primaries coming up then.
That's the expectation. There are a lot of primaries. More so than that, there are a lot of Democrats jumping on board to challenge House members in particular. The Democrats want to take the House back. They lost control of it last year in the 2016 elections. And one thing that's interesting is the number of teachers and educators, current and former, who are seeking office this year. The Associated Press counted 28 candidates who have filed to run this year, and that doesn't include the current office holders who are also teachers. So there are more than 30 educators who potentially could all show up in the House of Representatives at one time.
Okay, so what about in the Senate?
So this year in the state Senate, the 19 even-numbered districts are on the ballot. You know, those elections are staggered. And here in Lexington, there are four senators who are up for re-election this year. Alice Forgy Kerr has a challenger, and then Tom Buford from Nicholasville, Ralph Alvarado from Winchester, and Jared Carpenter from Berea. All four of them drew Democratic educators as challengers, and so we're seeing a lot of educators wanting to get into the political realm these days to protect their turf, so to speak. There has been a lot of criticism about the profession, the perceived attack on public schools by the charter school and school choice folks, the governor's comments about teachers, the pension. So there are a lot of issues that affect educators, and they're stepping up. They're ready to walk the talk and make changes that they think benefit the profession and the kids in Kentucky.
And even before we get through the primaries, we've got a couple of special elections coming up.
That's right. House District 49 is open after the death of Dan Johnson a few months ago, and that special election is February 20th. And then in Eastern Kentucky, House District 89, Representative Marie Rader has stepped down, and the special election to fill her seat is February 27th.
All right, and a lot of people kind of surmise that we're not going to see a lot of heavy lifting in the legislature until after this filing deadline expires. You've obviously heard that as well.
That's right. That tends to be the case. People want to see if they have any opponents before they have to vote on any big bills. You know, the budget, of course, is still being crafted, and the pension bill hasn't been seen yet. So some of those take time, too. So there is speculation on both sides, you know, that you have to get the bills ready, and that's going to take time. The filing deadline is pretty early, actually, in the legislative session. It comes just a few weeks after the legislature convenes. Some people say it's early in the legislative session, and others say it's too late, that maybe the filing deadline should be before the legislature convenes, so they just start the session knowing if they have opponents or not.
Well, that's all the time that we have for this morning. Our guest has been Laura Cullen Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.